Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Oh, yes, we are, baby.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the show. And it has been a good show lately.
Oh yeah, it's like we're watching a movie or something.
I don't know, right?
All the pieces are falling into place. I don't know.
It's almost like there are certain things that are happening where you go, oh, okay, so this is gonna play a part. I assume in the future coming up because why? I mean, these are the things happening. You can see being used later, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, so, I mean, the Supreme Court decisions have been kind of on fire lately. There's a couple that have been kind of questionable. So I'm like, what is going on with this? But Trump got his whole presidential immunity.
Yeah.
He basically got a portion of that. So his official actions that he took as president, he has immunity.
Yep.
But we'll get into all of what the ruling did say, because I have a little snippet that I saved on the bookmarks. But other than that, I mean, you had like the Chevron, like you said.
Yep.
You sent us a text message on Friday saying, hey, this decision, which is essentially giving like all of these agencies this kind of enveloping kind of like bubble, like they can do whatever they want. Kind of, they don't really have to follow the rules.
No,
that Congress
has put forth. It's the opposite of that. So basically what has happened since they've been basically since these agencies have been made, that they have kind of been able to interpret laws in their own way and make them make things fit the way they want to fit to be able to do, quote unquote, maybe unconstitutional things.
Yeah.
Well, now this does, and that was brought in part by the Chevron doctrine or whatever it is, which made them able to do that. Well,
mm-hmm.
Now that that has been overturned, none of these three-letter agencies can do things willy-nilly however they want to do it. They don't have the power to do that.
I immediately
anymore.
Started thinking about OSHA, all the mandates. Like, hey, you got to go get a vaccine if you want to keep your job.
Yeah.
Might be out of the window,
yeah,
right?
They wouldn't be able to do that anymore. They wouldn't be able to mandate or make rules and enforce them. They would have to have – they don't have the power to make laws or rules anymore.
Yeah. But then I'm also thinking about regulations, like how much regulation does that put on businesses now? Does that add like more of a tight belt? You know,
I don't know if that would add any regulation to just businesses. I think if anything, it would make the way I think of it, it would make businesses be able to function the way they're supposed to function and not have to worry about these agencies coming in and being like, oh, well, that's not how we see it.
That's true. Yeah. Cause like the EPA, you think about the EPA saying like, hey, your business is pumping out too much carbon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
CO2. So you're going to have to lean it back as we have these initiatives here and you're not following them.
Yeah. So
like,
I mean,
well, fuck those initiatives. Okay. I got the Constitution, bitch.
Yeah. And there's a lot of things that now that they have been doing that may be deemed unconstitutional, and maybe there could be lawsuits against them for things that they've done because they kind of, oh, well, we're going to change the definition of this and how this works. Just like I seen a tweet the other day or whatever they're called, an X. Somebody just won a lawsuit because they had lost their job about not getting the vax.
Mm-hmm.
And they just won a lawsuit because of that. And they got awarded $700,000.
So essentially, the judge was saying, yeah, that's not constitutional, so yeah. They can't really do that.
Yeah, because that ruling came out after all this, it sounds like. So, well, that's when I heard about it, at least. So I don't know if, like, lawsuits are now going to go towards the people, like, because they're mandating things that aren't mandatable. I don't know.
Well, either way, hopefully businesses don't just, like, tighten the belt around these things. Hopefully they tell everybody fuck off, because you can have collusion, too. You can have collusion between big business and these governmental agencies, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, well, even though we don't have to follow these because, you know, the Chevron rule or whatever is over, we're still going to, because it's just the right thing to do. Wink, wink. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know if, like, a bunch of different rules are going to end up changing because of that. Or, and, like, they're just going to have to go through and revamp a lot of shit because they weren't following things the way they're supposed to be following.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how.
Yeah, I did see an example in one article that was talking about EPA regulations, for example, and, like, a climate type of thing that they had to. But it was putting the business in negative terms, saying, like, well, they should have been following these rules, but they weren't.
Mm.
So I don't know. It's what it is. What's up, Davey boy?
What is going on?
Yeah, we're talking about recent
bombshell
Supreme Court
stuff.
Yeah, that sounds good.
You didn't know anything about it?
Is that the, which one is that? That's the.
Well, right now we're talking about the Chevron one.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. To be fair, like, the last 7 days or so, it really just, like, Friday moving into Monday.
Yeah.
There's been quite a bit of action that the Supreme Court took. Remember we were talking about how they set up that fence around the Supreme Court, so everybody was like, ooh, what are they going to come out
with? Yeah. Which one was the Chevron, though? That remind me real quick, just briefly. Which one was that?
So Chris knows more about it than I do, but it has to do with, like, federal agencies and how we don't have to really abide by them anymore, because federal agencies are putting forward these kind of mandates and whatnot, but it's whatever goes against the Constitution does not have to be followed, something like that, right?
Yeah, kind of. It's basically the Chevron doctrine or whatever, from what I've read, made it able for them to take the rules that they had in place, make more rules, and then also change how they interpreted those rules to fit things the way they wanted to fit. And now that, with that being overturned, they no longer have the power to do any of that. From what I understand, they can no longer make their own laws or rules, and they can't manipulate things to fit whatever situation they're in to be able to do what they want.
Cool, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know that much about it. I heard a couple different things. There's a few different things that I heard about the Supreme Court stuff, but I haven't.
And anybody watching or listening, please correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. I read a little bit about it, and that's kind of what I understood was going on. So,
That's what it's. I'm just, like, looking it up on X. I mean, if you search, that's the beautiful thing about X right now is, like, you can literally just search what is the Chevron, because it's called the Chevron deference.
Mm.
But apparently it's been cited over 17,000 times in lower federal court decisions and over 70 United States Supreme Court decisions. So it is the most influential interpretation of the law in our country going back to the 1984, surprisingly.
Mm. Mm. Imagine that.
Yeah. George Orwell's coming into play here. this person that I'm reading says it gives us the right to control sources of energy, control over medical autonomy, control over choosing whether or not to be vaccinated or not. So I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of different kind of woke, progressive, liberal agendas that are being deployed due to, like, climate change, transgenderism. Sure. You don't really have to follow those. But, like I was telling Chris, you can always have collusion. So, like, you have these big businesses, like, colluding with these government agencies saying, we don't have to, you know, go by these, but we're still going to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are we not on Rumble?
No, right now. We're just on Patreon right now.
Oh, Patreon. I get mixed up on what's what now. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at all the comments. I'm like, where are we at? Yeah. What's going on?
I haven't tested the live only on Patreon for Rumble yet. So I'll get to that.
Yeah, man. How you guys doing though? Good?
I'm good. I did a lot of landscaping today.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I did some manscaping today, if you know what I mean.
Ooh.
Oh,
dude.
All right.
the little buzz on the old balls. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, right. Looks much bigger. I should say.
It generally,
gained
does.
About
it
does.
2 inches.
It does. That helps. Yeah.
Yeah. You finish. You're just like, all right, not bad. Man. It's good, yeah. Good to see you again, buddy. It's like when you watch those videos.
Damn, dude, I'm like a porn star up in here.
Yeah. It's like when you watch those videos of the homeless when they get haircuts and makeovers. And you're like, God damn.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Man, you're actually not that bad.
That gave me a whole other inch.
Yeah, when I first saw you, you looked real stinky. But now you're good. You know what I mean? Yeah, dude. That's good.
Dude, so speaking of homeless, the Supreme Court did make a ruling on the cities can now cite homeless people for setting up their tents and all that shit. Right?
Oh, I didn't hear about that one.
But will they? You know what I'm saying? Like, some will, some won't.
No, for sure. Yeah, some are
definitely. Well, it's like prohibit. You get to prohibit homeless individuals sleeping outside. That's what it's all about.
That's good, though.
But where are they supposed to sleep?
Not outside. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what? This goes back. This goes back to the conversation we had a long time ago where I'm totally for the city, like, just setting up, like, a field somewhere just go. They can all go there. Set up your own little fucking little shanty town.
Yeah.
Just don't do it in the middle of the fucking city.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is, like, the field is always by something. Because they did the same thing in Longview, dude. Like, they moved them all to, like, this complex, but that complex is by a business.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Still
like,
downtown,
get it out of town.
Yeah, man.
Like, that could have set up a whole new market. Like, how many people would go set up fucking food trucks and stuff out that
way? Yeah, you just put them out in, like, Rose Valley, bro. You know what I'm saying? You get a fucking couple acres out in Rose Valley, a bunch of trees and shit. No one sees them. They fucking, you know what I mean? They just are up there. You can bust them over there for free. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's cheaper than the alternative.
Well, I was actually just thinking about this. Like, concentration camps came up in the news recently. I can't remember why. But people were saying, like, something about concentration camps, like, people are going to be put in concentration camps.
Oh, it's probably because of Trump's deportation thing, right?
Yes. Yeah. So I'm thinking, like, when will everybody be okay with people being put in concentration camps? Because I feel like that might be coming. I don't know if it is going to be with this whole immigration thing or whether it's homelessness, because Trump has talked about setting up camps outside of cities, you know. And, you know, have the homeless people put into those camps. I don't know if it's by force or if it's, like, by whatever, but he has talked about that on the campaign trail about, like, how do you clean up, the homelessness problem?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, how do you guys feel about that?
I say fucking go for it, dude. here's the thing. You put that... No, it doesn't have to be that. It shouldn't be forced. What it should be is if you implement just what you said with Supreme Courts, the cities and the states now can prohibit, right, from people camping on the streets. So what you do is you find property, because you know there's something. Somewhere out there on the perimeters of some town, you know, out in the wooded area, out where there's some property, somebody's willing to sell their land to the city.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, you know what I'm saying? You build up a perimeter, you put a little medical tent out there, whatever you got to do. And you say, this is where it's going to be. So you can be arrested if you camp on the streets. If you go to this camp over here, you're not going to be arrested. You won't be hassled. But if you want to live out in the street, we're going to arrest you. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it is. So it kind of is forced because they know the consequences. But what's the other option? You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was thinking is they're going to make the options so limited and so scoped that the best case scenario will be, hey, let's go to this camp because you're going to have food, water, shelter. You're going to have like access to help if you want it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. But if you're in that position, what other choice do you have? You know what I'm saying? Like we already have facilities for people that are in trouble. We have facilities for women that are in trouble with abuse. You know what I'm saying? We have homeless shelters, but the problem with them is that most of them, at least, you have to be drug-free or you cannot be high as fuck when you're in there. And people don't want to do it. So they have options. They're obviously not using those options. The ones that are in trouble, the ones that everybody talks about, well, this was just Bob who worked for 12 years and was laid off and now he's got the short end of the stick and he's fucked. Bobs are not the one that you see out in the streets. You know what I'm saying? Those people in general... do everything they can to get into shelter, get help getting a new job, and try to get out of the system. The ones that we're seeing in Portland and even around here that you see occasionally, those people are long-time mess-up-in-the-head drug addicts.
Yeah.
It's just a different fucking... It's a different thing. They're going to be out there forever, as long as they live. You know what I'm saying? Until they overdose.
Yeah, it's pretty much become their way of life. They don't see it any other way.
What's it called? The vagabond?
Yeah. A vagabond, a freaking nomad, you know? Yep. But I was thinking, you know how Britney Spears has that conservatorship, or she did?
Yeah.
It's almost like homeless people need a conservatorship, you know? They need somebody to watch their back, just take care of them for a little bit, like, because they're not all right in the mind.
They're not. They're not.
You know?
Yeah, I don't think most of them are.
Well, I think so
maybe Trump can be the conservator.
Yeah, the ones that are like not mentally like just gone, you mm-hmm. know, are also, you think like depression, right? What that does to a person. So let's say you're a good person who's on the streets and can't get out of it. That depression is going to turn you into a person that's different than what you were before.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the survival part of it plus the depression of you being on the street is going to make that person very different than what they were before. So mm-hmm. there is no solution for it. That's the shittiest part, is there really is no, other than just handing them money, which is not going to go anywhere. And the idea of like, well, we got all these homes that are vacant, and like that doesn't work either. They're going to destroy the homes. They have no respect. You know what I'm saying? In that phase of their life, they just don't respect things, and they're going to destroy the homes as well. They're not going to take care of the home and mow the yard and shit, you know? Like,
yeah, exactly.
It's just dumb. The whole thing's dumb. So put them out in the woods.
Okay. Well, so here's like the latest thing of today is the Supreme Court basically overturned and upheld, I should say, Trump's presidential immunity case. Mm. So they're saying that whole Jack Frost, whatever the fuck that judge's name is. I always forget it.
Jack Frost?
He always looks like a fucking creeper. He's like, I'm going to take you down. I'm ready, Trump.
I don't remember what his name is either.
Jack Frost is definitely not
Jack Frost.
Definitely not.
Well, I'm going to call him Judge Jack Frost, dude, because he's nipping at his nose and he's going, hey, I got to cool this down, because they're basically saying that whole case has to be reworded. It's going to be just either on hold or completely thrown out, because the ruling came out, and Chris, I have the snippet of the actual like ruling. If you go to the bookmarks
under hard pass.
Yes. And if we look at the stuff in yellow there, it's kind of hard to read, but it says, under our constitutional structure of separated powers, the nature of the presidential power entitles a former president to absolute immunity for criminal prosecution for actions within his conclusive and preclusive constitutional authority, and he is entitled to at least presumptive immunity from prosecution for his official acts. There is no immunity for unofficial acts. So that's what everybody's focusing on, is like, okay, well, how do we distinguish between official and unofficial acts?
Well, I think the difference between official and unofficial is there governmental documentation of the decision or of the circumstance that happened? That would be really official, right? If there's documentation.
Oh, yeah. Like on the website and stuff.
Well, not just on the website, but like if there's documentation of, like, he signed this decision, or he signed this order, or he signed, or he,
or went through the House,
or there was like a fucking, what's it called when they fucking have everything they said written down. What is that called?
Like an executive order?
No, not an order. Like when they're having a conversation and somebody is copying it, like they're typing
notes?
It out.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Like the prescripts.
We'll just call it notes.
Yeah, whatever. Like executive, if they're notes, recording a conversation or something happening, like if he just says, yeah, go bomb them, there's a record of all that happening. That would be an official act.
Mm.
I think an unofficial act would be Joe Biden saying that he's going to fire or not give him $1 billion if they don't fire that guy. I would say that was probably unofficial.
Yeah,
I think that's just him winging it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Son of a bitch. If there's no like going through the chain of command, that would be an unofficial thing.
Well, like what immediately came to my mind is, are they going to focus on Trump's social media interactions and say that was all unofficial, and here's his threats that he did under his social media account? Don't know.
Maybe.
Because it's like, as president, it's kind of official, right? You're talking as the president.
That's true. That is the president's official. It's the official account of the president.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Yeah, that one, I feel like that one leaves a little gray area. You know what I'm saying? I would love, they should have said, like, what makes official and unofficial. I guess we could look it up.
They are not the ones that are going to decide that. There's probably going to have to be some kind of legislative shit that dictates what is and what isn't.
Yeah, that's where I think Jack Frost is going to step in. You know what I mean? And he's going to come out and he's going to Throw down the hammer, that frosty hammer.
I'm going to look it up.
But people are freaking out, dude. Even Joe Biden came out saying, you know, he's Donald Trump is free to ignore the law.
He yeah, he did. He did a whole speech today. Yeah. It was like a 4-minute speech about he's above the law and he's going to like ruin everything.
He called him a king or something, right?
Yeah.
He's just
yeah.
going to be the king.
How we got away from all that and now it's right back to where it was, where the king rules. He's like, I would never do that, but Donald Trump and any president after me could.
Yeah, right. Dave, are you finding anything about...
It says that this is part of an ABC News thing. It says, what constitutes an official act of the president? It says, official acts are something that you would expect the president to do, kind of a core presidential duty, like acting as commander-in-chief of the military, said Chris Timmons, a former prosecutor at ABC. So him stepping out of his... I'm thinking... You know, if he's the commander in chief, he has the right to make decisions about war or, you know, military policy, other things. That would be an official act. He's rolled to do that thing. Mm-hmm. He would not be rolled for something that is not part of a presidential, you know, whatever that may be.
Yeah,
I have no idea what that would be.
Whatever decisions he's made inside the scope of his actual duties.
Yeah. Right?
While living and in the White House, the president performs many roles. These include the following 8: chief of state, chief executive, chief administrator, chief diplomat, commander in chief, chief legislator, chief of party, and chief citizen.
Mm.
So
chief citizen.
That sounds like a really bad fucking Portland band. You know what I mean?
Chief
like
citizen.
I was just gonna say, dude.
Yeah,
almost like a hippie band. Like, hey man, we're chief citizen. We'll beat you down at the Antifa meeting.
Yeah. What's the group that's saying YMCA? What is that called? What was that group called?
Something
YMCA. Yeah. That band.
Yeah.
I forget what they were called. It kind of sounds something like that.
It's slipping my mind, dude.
Why is that so hard to think
something
of?
Boys?
Is it boys?
No, why is that?
No idea, dude.
Village people.
Village people.
There you go. That's what it was.
Wow. Damn, wow.
The Chief Citizen sounds like a Village People band.
All right.
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I feel like there probably is already language that describes what is official.
Probably.
I'm just cracking the surface, obviously. But I'm guessing if he kind of stepped out of bounds and went into another area, like he was trying to dictate the FBI or something, I don't know. I'm just making something up off the top of my head. But maybe if he overstepped his bounds in another area of government, maybe that would be an unofficial act, you know?
They're definitely going to go there, dude.
They're going to try to find something.
Yeah, maybe.
But then again, like, if Trump gets in, he'll probably do the same thing to Biden or, you know, Obama. Be like, hey, that's true. Doing unofficial acts, bro.
Well,
like,
that's true. Something that is you kind of do under the radar without other people knowing, or like trying to skirt around different things, that would technically be an unofficial act.
I mean, what's the situation with like bombing a country? Do you have to have the House and Senate approval for
to go to war?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So, you know,
and they've never done that.
Yeah.
So like, the last one to do that, I think, was fucking World War II. You know,
if Obama was drone striking American citizens, would that be an unofficial act? I would have to say probably. Right.
American citizens?
Yeah.
Well, that's what they're calling for now. That's what they're calling for. There's several people on Twitter saying, oh, so now Joe Biden has immunity. He can just drone strike Trump and end all this, right?
Yeah.
Well,
so I'm guessing
that would be an unofficial act.
Right? Like, I mean, come on. It's still against the law to fucking murder somebody.
Yeah,
so,
right?
I mean, people are
losing their minds.
I'm just saying
this.
There's a path when you make these decisions, whether to strike another country, whether it's to, you know, law. There's paths to do so, and if you skip steps, you know what I'm saying, I have to imagine that's an unofficial act. Like a whisper, wink, wink kind of vibe in the back room. That's probably
technically,
unofficial.
Like executive orders are unofficial. I mean, you're skirting around.
I don't think they are. He has the power to do executive orders. That's why they exist.
But it's official because he's signing a document. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he's just winking and saying, hey, you need
this is what's going to happen now.
You need to take care of this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But like, if you think about it, like in the spirit of the law, shouldn't really have executive orders like the way we do. You know what I mean? Like dictating businesses.
You should have a limited amount. There should be, but they definitely get wielded more than they used to.
You should get 5 a year, you know, or something like that. You should just get like you only get fucking 4 actions that you get to choose that you know that doesn't have to go through the House and Senate.
Because right now, it's like you
penalty
literally reverse flags, you know what I mean? The red flags in NFL.
Exactly. But my thing is like they come into office, they set up like 20 fucking, you know, acts right off the bat. You know, I mean, boom, 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 and it's like Jesus
like
Christ,
did.
Man. Yeah, like Biden did that.
Well,
he
Trump did it too.
Trump did. Most do to some
most
extent.
Most of them do,
more or less, depending
especially on nowadays. I don't know if it was not prevalent before, like before our time. I don't know how much executive orders got tossed around back then. I don't know, maybe it was
a lot, dude.
That'd be interesting. We should look at the trend. But Chris, can you go to Breaking 911? Those two tweets that calling at Secret Service and at FBI leftists are all over X, calling for Trump to be taken out, and then this points to this Harry Sisson.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like a problem. Oh man, I got a Harry Sisson again. Oh shit, gotta go to the doctor. I'm going to have to take care of my Harry Sisson. But this guy apparently works at the White House, Chris, right?
I don't know if he works at the White House or if he's just like a poser and has like, he's like an influencer guy.
No, this guy's a fucking influencer, man. This guy fucking sucks.
Yeah, he wishes he was at the White House.
Well, he's like the tranny that went there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That the guy was the Bud Light guy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy. So he put this tweet out saying, according to the Supreme Court, Biden could now send in SEAL Team 6 to take all of them out. He could send in the military to take out Trump. He has, quote, immunity for official acts now.
Yeah, I don't know about that, bro.
Yeah, it's like murder.
Well, yeah, it's like we said, you don't have the... Since this passed, that doesn't mean that the president doesn't have to follow any fucking laws.
Well, Trump just came out and also said that he's making sure that they're going to send the fucking government out to talk.
Oh, yeah. His campaign manager was like, expect a visit.
Yeah.
Because now you're doing, now people are doing fucking death threats. Like now we can just kill Trump and it's no problem.
Yeah, dude.
Because there was multiple. What was the other one here?
We'll go over
right here. Jack Eason. Is that how you say it? Jack Eason.
Sure.
I don't know who the fuck this guy is, but he said the same thing. Biden should have Trump killed and see what happens next. Might set a quote dangerous precedence or whatever, but since conservatives have had to scramble to assert the president as king, legally he's in the clear. He could also bomb SCOTUS. Nothing of value there.
Jeezo.
Like what the fuck?
People are lunatics.
These people are fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're lunatics.
I mean, look at the picture. The girls,
I don't know who the fuck this is. Obviously, this is some no fucking...
No blue check mark.
Yeah, he doesn't have a check mark.
I just looked up executive orders.
Yeah?
How many each president has signed.
Oh, okay.
Since when?
Since
the very beginning of time.
Ooh.
Damn.
Since the beginning of time.
Do you know who the...
who has the most?
Who has the most? Any guesses?
Well... I mean, Obama's been in for 8, so I would say Obama.
No, there's a president from a little while back. He definitely has the most signed. Not even close. It's not
a little while back?
It's in the 1900s.
Is he a Republican? Okay. Republican or Democrat?
I think he's a Democrat.
Oh, is it a fucking... God, it's Hoover, dude.
Nope.
Or it's Harrison? Roosevelt.
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 Oh. Yeah, he signed 2023.
Oh, my God!
Holy
moly! Yeah.
2000?
I actually think it's more than that, to be honest with you. But yeah, he signed 2000.
So he was a dictator.
That is a lot.
Joe Biden signed between 2021 and 2024. He signed 139 executive
orders. So apparently, I was. They used to sign them like fucking.
Well,
like,
that's not. He was excessive. Trump did 220.
Okay.
Okay. So you know, there's a few. 277 for Barack Obama. 291 for Bush. 361 for Clinton. 166 for the older Bush, 381 for Reagan, 320, 169 for Ford, 346 for Nixon.
So it's actually on the trend down.
Yeah, I would say it's trending down. JFK only had 214. Eisenhower had 484. Truman had 906.
So the farther you go back, the more they actually did.
To some extent. To some extent.
I was actually way off. I was complete opposite. I thought they would have done more now.
But now if you look at Roosevelt, I'm not some historian, I don't remember everything, but if you remember, he did a lot of stuff with the national parks. He did a lot of stuff. So
Welfare.
I mean, he went on, and he also served much longer than most people. So that too. And I actually think, what did I say, 2023? Is that what I said?
Something.
You said 2000 something.
2023. Yeah. I think he actually, this actually says Roosevelt, the only president who served more than two terms, actually signed 3,721 executive orders, more than anyone else combined, or more than anyone
3,700?
Most of them dealt with measures to help the county fight the Great Depression and World War II. So we had two major events, and, and he had orders for that. So who knows? I mean, you'd have to really look at him. But
that's a lot.
The point of him is when you look at even Biden, right? 100 and whatever it was, 6,393.
60 something, yeah.
And 90. Trump had 220. Like, that seems about the new time is about 200. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Give or take, 200.
Yep.
But...
Well, I mean, they had to, like, set up the CIA back in the day. So, I mean, they had to, like, really, really push all those executive orders to get everything through.
It's pretty wild, though, man. I mean, that's a lot of executive orders. I'm curious. I would be more curious on many of those executive orders still exist to this day.
That is true.
How many have been reversed over time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd like to know how many of those numbers are just them reversing the previous person's things and rather than, like, just writing their own.
Yeah. But at least the older presidents, even Roosevelt, even those guys who did some stuff that was probably questionable, I felt like at least they were trying to do stuff that would help out situations, whereas the new era, even though it's less, it seems like they're more extreme executive orders. You get what I'm saying? At least it feels that way.
Like they affect more?
And I mean that only as we're living that time, so it feels different. Maybe during Roosevelt's time, we'd have been like, holy fuck, this fucking crazy dictator's fucking writing 3,000 fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, dude, and that's like, I mean, going back to this whole like SCOTUS ruling, like everybody's saying that's why they have to take out Trump. They have to take out the frickin' SCOTUS judges because this is like a monarchy now. Like, we're losing our republic. Well, so like Libs of TikTok has this crazy lady talking about stuff. But then there's also this MSNBC clip where this is a representative, Zoe Lofgren. She's probably like in fucking Washington State. But she's talking about how Biden should dispatch the military to take out the frickin' conservative judges, dude. It's frickin' nuts.
It sounds like a lot of Civil War style shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A lot of language that idiots that don't understand how bad that would be are saying. Just out of random shit. You know what I mean? And I think most of it's just misunderstanding what is actually being said. That's
A lot of it is probably people just listening to other dipshits like fucking Biden saying that presidents no longer have to follow any laws. That's that's not reality.
But that's not Biden.
He literally just said that.
Know, but that's not, he said it?
He literally said that in a speech he did. There is no more laws for presidents.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Even Biden, that's Joe Biden. That's just Joe Biden speaking for him. She's writing that shit. And he just reads off a teleprompter, bro.
That's true. He
didn't think that freely.
He did say, end quote, in his speech.
Did he?
Too. Yeah. In his 4-minute thing. He like, and this person said, and then he said what they said, and then he says, end quote.
I'm waiting for him to say, credits Jill Biden.
Like, but yeah, he did say that. Now he's saying like presidents are like kings now, and they can literally dictate anything.
Yeah, the guy's laws. He's done.
Well, and that's stupid, because there's still fucking laws.
Yeah. It's just extreme people being extreme, dude.
Well, they're trying to make it sound like he's just gonna come in and just be complete fucking like Nazi fucking Hitler.
I know
everyone's
the people
he's coming after everybody. Then they're all gonna go to prison.
Yeah, but the people that believe that stuff to be true are lapping it up. This is like falling into their ideology.
Well, 100%, yeah. Well, and that's why all these people that are like getting shared on X and all this stuff are saying this kind of shit. It's because they literally think that this decision means no more rules for a president.
Yeah.
That's not reality.
No.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah, no, I think they're going to find out pretty soon where the limits go, because, I mean, they're still going to kind of go after Trump. I don't see them stopping the Trump train. You know what I mean?
No.
Know that John Solomon released a tweet saying House Democrat plans to file a constitutional amendment to invalidate the Supreme Court ruling. So, I mean, the House, Congress still can file amendments to overturn rulings.
Who the
fuck's
this guy? Is this fucking Nadler 2.0? Who the fuck is this dude?
Oh, this House Democrat guy?
Yeah, this is Nadler fucking 20 years ago. You know what I mean? He's thick, bro. Look at that.
Oh, he guess what state he's from?
Democrat, New York, Republican, New York. Joe Morelli.
Yeah, Joe
Morelli. Fucking Morelli.
Yeah, apparently.
The Supreme Court this, motherfucker.
Like, what? You're only going to do this with the immunity thing? I mean.
Well, now think about this. What if the Democrats bite themselves in the fucking ass here? And they go, hey, we're going to fight so that way we can overturn presidential immunity, and they're going to try to do it themselves.
They get rid of it. They get rid of it through Congress, and then now nobody's immune of anything, and they fuck themselves.
Yeah, because Trump, it's not Trump doing this. Like, the Supreme Court already ruled, but now if Congress really wants to punish Trump so bad, they're not even thinking about the other presidents. Congress moves it forward. And then how many Republicans sign off on that saying,
I don't think
you're right. We should get rid of presidential immunity.
I don't think that's going to be the case, man. I think they worded it into a way. We haven't really, like I said, we haven't dived into it. But the way that it's worded, I think, is very intentional. You know what I'm saying? The official, unofficial. Because I think a lot of the stuff that we've talked about, the shady side deals and the fucking using the office for financial gain, that's got to fall into the unofficial category.
Guaranteed. And I think that the whole stock exchange shit and all that stuff.
Yes, that's there for those people. And that's... I don't think it matters if they they don't even have to really overturn anything or change the law. Like, they're fucked. They're kind of fucked, honestly. And I'm not saying Trump couldn't be fucked. I don't really, you know, there's obviously things that we all don't understand that's going on. I'd like to think probably not, but Biden certainly is. Obama probably could be.
Well, I find it interesting. Yeah, I find it interesting that they're like bringing this whole assassination thing back up. You know what I mean?
You know,
assassination attempt.
Why do you think that's interesting? Here you have a bad debate by your president. Okay, I call him their president. Fucking debate. They're panicking left and right. They don't have a lot of prospects. It's getting closer to election time. Trump seems unbeatable at this point, and so of course this is what they're going to, because they literally don't. What are the solutions? And here's the
they're out of straws to pull.
We haven't really had a show. We had the really awesome fucking live stream that we did the where we go live
on the Rumble,
Fridays.
The Zoom party.
And if you guys aren't part of that, you should go check it out. But that was the first day that we kind of got to have the talk a little bit about the debates, if I'm not mistaken, right? Wasn't it Friday?
A little bit, yeah.
So, you know, there's things to it that they're panicking because they keep saying, well, they're going to replace him with Gavin Newsom. They're going to replace him with, you know, Joe fucking Kamala. I'm mixing my words.
I feel like they're kind of having an internal battle right now this, because I think a lot of like Democrats are like, we have to do something. We have to get them out.
But the problem is they're fucked.
Either way, they're fucked.
No, they're fucked.
I agree with Dave on this. Like, Dave, you said that the 25th Amendment will not be invoked because Republicans will not vote for that.
There's that.
They want Biden in.
But here's the other thing is that there's per state. Joe Biden's already locked in on multiple states, very important states. I think Wisconsin's one of them. Nevada might be another one. They can't take him off the bill unless he dies. Now, that's the kicker. Unless he dies. Because there's certain things like September is the early vote, right? Certain states have their own law about the candidates.
Mm-hmm.
And they cannot just remove Joe Biden. Even if they did, from my understanding, it's limited. Hear me out. From my understanding, they could take him out, put Gavin Newsom in, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But those states, Wisconsin, I'm pretty sure is one of them, but Nevada, I think, is the other, is at least three or four. They won't even recognize, just like fucking Bobby Kennedy or whoever the fuck, the Kennedy, just like him, where he's not on the ballot or he's not running, the states said he can't do it. They can do the same thing where they say, unfortunately, it's Joe Biden on the bill. Gavin Newsom can't be on the candidate bill because we've already locked in Joe Biden. So
couldn't they write something like to amend saying, hey, we can allow write-ins? You know, why wouldn't they do that? You know what I mean?
Possibly. But now you're fucking with shit. What I'm saying is there always a loophole? Absolutely. Will they do that loophole? Doubtful. I really doubt it. And maybe.
Dude, any loophole that the Democrats can pull, they're going to pull it, dude.
I understand that they're going to try. But my point is just like when I was talking about the 25th Amendment and the Republicans, right? Like, it's not just the Democrats have free hands to do it all. They have to have support from other people, and do they have the support? Let's say Nevada, right? Do they have enough people in Nevada that would actually be okay with it? I don't know. I don't know if they would, because they're still
have to be okay with Biden being off, or
yeah, to like change the rules. You know what I'm saying? To manipulate when the cutoff is for a presidential candidate or for the DNC pick. Candidate.
Well, so he hasn't been sworn in as the candidate yet.
Doesn't
you know what I mean?
Matter. He's already locked. That's what I'm trying to tell you. He's already like Wisconsin. He's locked in. He is there was nobody else running. So he's the guy. look this shit up. Tim Pool was talking about it. It's really fucking interesting. And I just kind of hearing it, I'm just like, damn, I don't know that they could, they could, but like they would actually lose these states. You know what I'm saying? Which are crucial for them.
Well, they're already losing states. I just seen something earlier, like an hour ago, how Trump is now leading the polls in New Hampshire, where apparently a Republican hasn't won New Hampshire in like 24 years or something like that.
Yeah, I'll have to find that thing, dude. I'll find that thing.
So, I mean, they're losing states left and right just based on just optics of each president and people making like the decisions. But like if they, like you're saying, if they can't remove him off the ballot and they try to remove him, like they aren't going to have a place.
New Hampshire or New Jersey?
New Hampshire.
Okay, because I heard New Jersey Trump's up ahead a big time in New Jersey, which is
New Hampshire. It was I think he was ahead by 2 points in New Hampshire right now.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, there's going to be a gigantic mix up here coming soon. Whether Biden steps down, whether they replace him, or whether he dies, I mean, something, he's not going to be the nominee, dude. I don't feel like the Democrats will have him.
Well, they're already trying to do nominee. They're trying to do it early now, so he can be the nominee.
They're trying to do what early?
They're trying to make him the nominee for the Democratic Party before the end of July.
Who's they?
The Democratic Party, yeah. The Democratic Party is.
Oh. So why
like,
is that?
Like that's what I'm saying. They're like fractured. There's a bunch of people inside the Democratic Party saying he needs to fucking go. This is too bad. And then there's a whole bunch that are like, we're trying to get him we need to get him nominated and push this up so we can get him nominated before it was even gonna happen.
I'm telling you,
in the first place.
I wish I had that information. I wish I would have saved it. But I'm telling you, there's certain situations in some states that no matter what they do with Joe Biden, he is going to be on the ballot in that state.
Mm-hmm.
So the point is they can switch it, but those particular states, which are a few of them, are very crucial wins for Democrats.
If he could stay on the ballot. Can they not add somebody?
No, it's the nominee. He is the nominee in that state. Mm-hmm. Whatever, however that works. And trust me, I wish I knew more. I wish I could like frame this out more. I can go watch the video later, and we can have that discussion on Wednesday. Yeah. But I'm positive that's how I read it out. And so what it does is it makes it more difficult. The idea that he just is going to be removed and implemented somebody else is not going to be very easy. I don't know, man. But I'm pretty sure Newsom just came out and said that he doesn't feel like he could beat Trump at this very moment.
No. Are you kidding? No one can really.
I don't think anyone would even come close right now.
So one of the things
oh,
that
dude.
I thought. Well, go ahead.
I think I found what you're talking about. So Georgia, Wisconsin, and Nevada are the states where Democrats could face legal challenges if they pursue replacing Biden.
Yeah. Mm.
In Wisconsin, a candidate's name can only be removed if he or she dies, like Dave was saying. And in Nevada, the deadline for replacing candidates from the ballot, which is on June 28th, has already passed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
However, there is an exception if the candidate is deemed mentally incapacitated, sure. Which he's going fucking brain dead.
Sure.
Possibly prompting months of legal battles. But in Georgia, so this is the last one, there is still time for Biden to be booted from the ballot if his name is removed up to 60 days before the election.
Yeah.
Mm.
So there you go.
So there's a few states that have more complicated rules. That's what I was... Thank you for finding that. There's a few that have more complicated rules. Now, the legal battles is what's interesting. So they can obviously do it or try to do it, but the state would file legal things against the federal government for doing it, or against the DNC for doing that. And that could fuck shit up, because maybe they don't get it in time for the election. You know what I'm saying? And they're not going to stop the election to do so. So what my ultimate point is it's easy, I feel like, to say Biden's not going to be the nominee. I think that's the easy thing. And I think we're seeing the national media push that agenda they weren't before. To me, it's kind of like layman to say, like, well, he's just not going to be the president. He can't be the president. Well, he might have to be the president. Because I'm telling you right now, I believe this whole heart. And I'll eat crow, obviously. If Gavin Newsom comes out and becomes the new presidential candidate, I'll eat crow. I'll admit, like, yeah, I was wrong. My guess was wrong. But the point is I don't think anybody of significance wants to jump into this race right now.
This late.
Because if they lose, they're fucked going forward. If Gavin Newsom steps into this race, Trump beats his ass at the fucking election polls, he is not going to be able to run again. Like, I'm convinced of that. He's
That's why I think, I think Michelle Obama makes sense, because she doesn't have any fucking experience, and I don't think she wants it.
She might have to step in it.
She's already said that she doesn't want to run, but if she comes out saying, I have to? Like, there's no one else that can save this country, turn it around, besides me and my big old
Well, we know it wouldn't be Michelle Obama. It'd be Barack.
Yeah?
Yeah. Michelle, like, it's Barack right now. It's probably Barack right now doing everything behind
it. I hear X-22 and stuff saying that, but I don't think it's Barack. I think it's someone above Barack.
I actually think Barack Obama really despises Joe Biden.
I've heard that a lot.
I hear, like, yeah. the stuff, there is some video, there's some stuff coming out today about
that fucking honky.
Yeah, about Jill Biden. So when he was having, you saw the tweets and stuff, he was having meetings or family discussions about him continuing to run. And Jill Biden and the son, the crackhead, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do not want him to get out of this race.
They don't.
Now, why is that the case? Obviously, okay, Hunter has issues going on, and he probably wants to be fucking, you know,
saved
by Papa. But Jill, I think, honestly, and we haven't really discussed this, but and this was a couple of videos that I thought were interesting. We were talking about it's all Barack Obama running the show. No, I think Jill Biden's the one running
you
the
show.
You
think it's Jill?
I think she likes the power, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and that could be the reason why she, from what I understand, she's one of the few people pushing him to stay in the race.
It's not few. Yeah. There's a lot of people that are pushing for him to stay
in the race. I think there's more that are saying you need to leave.
I don't
but
know.
I think, yeah, Jill is always up in front. She's always on stage. She's always, like, kind of his liaison.
Yeah.
Now, they talked about, who was it that got, they showed that picture, and I thought it was really interesting, where one of the presidents ended up getting something. What was it? Like, I can't remember, polio or something. Older president. And it showed his wife was actually the one that was helping him.
Oh, yeah.
And they showed the picture of Jill Biden and Joe Biden, where she was leaning over him, helping him sign documents or helping him look at documents. And it was the same situation. Like, he was very, very ill, and the wife kind of...
Well, I mean, was that Roosevelt?
It might have been Roosevelt.
I think it was Roosevelt.
Because Roosevelt was stuck in a wheelchair, dude, towards the end.
Well, and there was a president even farther back than that. Was it Truman?
I think...
Or something where he actually had died.
That might have been it.
And then his wife was just running everything. And she was like, would prop him up in bed, and like they'd come in. And
no
like,
way!
Mr. President.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
I think there was a story about that.
I feel
that.
Like you're making that up.
It was
like
on
Weekend at Bernie's. He was put the pen in his mouth.
It was on Drunk History. So there was something about that.
Maybe. I mean, maybe for a couple of days. I don't know. Maybe.
But that's either, like that lady way. Bringing her dead fucking like grandpa into the bank. Be like, here, sign the loan, dead grandpa.
Oh yeah. You know what
I
mean?
I feel like in this particular time frame, what I think is the case is I think they're gonna run this shit. I think they're just gonna run it. I think they go, well, you know, we're gonna put him there. We don't have any other options. If he wins, great. If he loses, we expect it.
Well,
you know what I'm
I don't think it's gonna be. I think it's gonna. We're gonna have to run this and cheat the best we can.
Well, they're gonna try to swindle it. But
think about this angle too, because like I don't know. You heard this phrase like you can't go after the presidential candidate. Mm-hmm. Like you can't charge them with anything because then it'll look like you're just trying to take out your political opponent.
Mm, yeah.
Maybe like Biden knows, hey, if I jump out of this race or if I drop out, I might go to jail.
I'm with you. I'm actually with you 100% on this because if that's not the main factor that is in the back of his mind, what mind he has left, because he knows, you know, once he's out, like all the stuff could start falling onto him. Mm-hmm. And so that, and maybe he's not the one that's pushing that as much as that's why Jill's pushing.
Maybe that's why, Jill's pushing because she knows that shit's coming down the pipe if they leave.
I don't know. Because I think at the end of the day, if he dies, she gets to have all that money. She gets to have all these things. She's much younger. Because
I guarantee you all the shit that Biden has done. That there's like conspiracy theory that he's like taking money on the back end and doing all this fucking shady shit. She's privy to all that.
I'm sure she's.
Oh yeah, dude. It's just like being the wife of a mafia head.
Yeah.
Now here's the question. Do you think Jill has a side piece?
Yeah.
Dude. Like she's getting some side dick.
Hunter.
Oh,
what, her own son.
Yeah, dude. They like to fuck in the family. They like to fuck in the family.
Uh-huh. That's true.
Yeah, man.
But wait, Jill's the, I think Jill Biden is the stepmom.
I think so.
Isn't she?
I was actually just thinking that. Yes. I think she is, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, I think she actually was working for the family.
Dude, it would
before
not...
Joe's wife actually died.
Yeah. And she probably killed his wife. I got to be honest with you. Like, ooh. Car wreck. She got to be with the man that was, you know, now running for office.
No, come
shit.
On, Dave. It was a satanic sacrifice.
Could've
that
been.
Way he could get elected.
But I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure she worked for the family or was like the babysitter or something.
You know that like Joe's going to fuck you know, he's going to hit the bed for the last time. The last breath comes out, you know.
And then Hunter's going to whip that dick out.
He's going to caress his mom's shoulder. He's going to go, "Mom, I mean Jill." And he's going to change it. He's like, "You're now not my mom." You know what I mean?
"I feel sick, Mommy. Yeah. Can you take my temperature?
Do you like Skittles, rectally? Baby? You want some of that Skittle dick finally?" You know what I'm saying? I bet you if that's his stepmom, I'll put $5 on the fact that he's probably at least banged her. Little finger action.
Yeah, I don't know. Why not, dude? I wouldn't want to think so, but you never know. It's the Bidens, dude.
Well, he immediately went after
Ashley's diary.
He immediately went after his brother's wife. So, I mean,
it's true. Whitney says she was the nanny.
Oh, the nanny. Yeah, so the babysitter. Yep. She was the nanny.
I don't know, man. Damn, dude. He fucked the nanny.
Yeah, fucking Joe's all fucking the nanny while his wife. He was probably fucking her before his wife died.
Sure,
yeah, probably. Sure. Pull a Schwarzenegger,
that's
dude.
Why,
yeah.
I think that she fucking snipped the old brake lines, you know what I'm saying, or something.
Yeah,
something. And then Hunter's going in for the big kill, man. This is his prize piece, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's like, "I've had the young ones, but I want the old mom." You know what I'm saying? You know, if I could pull down the old first lady, you know what I'm saying?
Right?
Yeah, dude. And then he'll be the, you know, I don't know. Fuck.
Well, dude, let's be honest. Like, Joe Biden was in the height of his kind of like political career. He was in that political atmosphere where you could do stuff and get away with stuff.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, before internet, before phones, before capturing everything. Mm-hmm. So he was probably going to all these, like, coke sex parties all the time.
Oh, guaranteed.
Oh, I'm sure, dude. That guy's done some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, for sure, man. He's not the brightest human being. Of course he was, like, enjoying the power and the wealth of what he had at the time. Of course. But, yeah, Hunter's fucking his mom. No doubt about it, in my opinion. I give it a month after he passes that they're going to move to some New Hampshire fucking home, and he's going to live there, and everybody's going to be like, "It's kind of weird that Hunter lives with Jill," and they're like, "Oh, they're fucking, that's why." You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He's going to find, instead of carpet, he's going to look for coke in the beaches.
How old is Jill?
She's 68. Jill Biden?
Yeah. You'd have to type that in. I don't know.
I feel like they're like 13 years apart.
What do you guys think about the whole dementia case? Because people are saying, hey, Joe could make a case for dementia and say, "Hey, I made these decisions and I don't remember doing anything and I'm sick. I can't go to jail right now."
Sure. Do it.
She was born 51. Joe Biden was.
Jill? Yeah, so she's what, 50 or 73?
Oh.
Yeah, she's about 7-8 years younger than Joe. But she's still, you know, she's obviously much more spry than Joe Biden. And Hunter's what, 50? You know what I mean?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, man.
They're 50 definitely inches?
Well, 50.
Well, I mean,
inches.
Okay, they're definitely going to have, like, the dementia thing is, I think since the debate, I think there are more people going, realizing the whole, that he has mental problems now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, that's become mainstream, especially since, like, the media flipped, like, at breakneck fucking speed right after the debate.
Yeah.
What are the consequences, though? Here's the consequences, man. Real quick. I know we're wrapping soon, but here's the consequence. He plays that card and says, "Well, listen, I have dementia and I don't remember anything I did." Wouldn't that null all fucking executive orders at that point then?
Absolutely, yes.
Right? So if you go that route...
Wait, wouldn't that null what?
Executive orders that he passed, right? So if he was claiming that he had dementia for all these years and made all these bad decisions about leading up to even becoming president,
well,
why wouldn't they say, "Well, listen, if you were making poor decisions pre-presidency..."
Well, that would depend on if he actually said, "I've been having problems..."
But that's what he would
time.
Have to, because we're talking about the fucking, we're talking about the million, the billion dollars or the million dollars, whatever the fuck, all these different things that he did with his son.
$1 billion.
Yeah. I just,
you know what I think is going to happen?
I think
we're going to go to war. We're going to get sucked into a war. And then people are going to say, "Hey, he's not competent to be a military leader," because there was just an article. Oh, man, I should have saved this. But he can only operate within a certain window of time.
Oh, yeah. 10 to 4.
And so people are asking, like, the other 6 hours.
10 to 4. They said that he's only capable of, like, being basically
10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yeah, he's functional from 10 to 4 p.m. And he's
yeah.
That's when the coke wears off.
He can be fairly lucid between those times.
But it's like, what happens if the country gets attacked between the off hours here? You know what I mean? So like, we're just fucking shitting bears.
It's 7 p.m.
Shitting
bears. American continent
that's
gets
what
attacked.
Jill and
Joe's
Kamala.
Like, "Oh, I'm fucking out. I'm tired."
Jill and Kamala are running the show. They're scissoring in the back room waiting for this kind of... They're
God.
So excited, bro.
That's where the Republicans will be forced to vote for the 25th Amendment.
That's not a good image.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the Republicans don't want Biden out because he is so easy to beat. I feel like David made a really good point on the Patreon live stream. Everybody go sign up.
Yep.
But I do think that the Republicans will be forced to be backed into a corner because they're like, hey, dude, you really want this guy leading you through this next war that we're getting sucked into?
Yeah, but come on, man. You're talking about months.
Well,
months from an election. If we go to war in the next couple months, I think it is absolutely game over for Joe Biden. Trump wins in a landslide.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So
I'd say in August we're going to be in war.
Oh, maybe. I don't.
I agree with that. If we get into, if we actually physically get into whatever this war is building, whether it's the Ukraine or the world war, quote unquote, mm-hmm. Joe Biden definitely fucking loses.
Yeah.
Like there is no even no question at that point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think he's removed.
If this is 2 years ago, then that would be very concerning because he has 2 years left in his presidency. That would be alarming because you're like, fuck. You know, we could deal with this for 2 years, but matter of months. Listen, he's not controlling the war anyways, bro.
Did you guys catch what Trump said? Was it during the debate? He said that he would be able to end all this.
Yeah.
As president elect, like before January 20th, like if he's elected, he'll be able to end all this warship before he's even actually sworn in.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not.
He says some weird shit, though, dude. Like, Trump says some weird shit.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, dude, how would you even be able to do that as president-elect? You're not even in office yet.
Yeah, but you can, at that point, I think you can start making the calls. You know what I'm saying? At that point.
Yeah,
like, maybe. Here's the thing. Sometimes the dad needs to step into the room. You know what I'm
that's
saying?
True.
Sometimes mom is having a hard time with the children, like, you got to call dad in the room. And
why
I think
do we even wait till the 20th of January?
I don't know.
Why isn't it like, boom? I understand there's legal shit, but
you just
like
hit that hard.
I did. I understand there's legal shit that can happen, like especially if there's like, hey, he didn't fucking win, and there's like they're gonna sue and be like, hey, we have to look at this.
Yeah.
But that can happen while he's still president, right?
Mm.
So I don't understand why you have to wait that long. There why couldn't is. It be election? Boom, this person wins. Yeah,
because they have it's to probably be, just they administrative have to, like stuff that they have to pass out. They have to make sure everything's you know taken care
and
of.
And they're also
and they have
appeal.
Like rule like role changes.
Yeah. That and like
administrative well, people, like they come
true.
And go.
And, also
and
I guess, appeal the election if they decide to do so. Yeah. Right? If there's issues with the election,
that would happen. You
I,
know,
I guess
like
the January
right 20th
sure. thing is part of the Constitution too.
I think what's like going to happen. Trump like a, is basically saying he's gonna call up Putin, right? He's gonna call him. And he says, yeah. "I'm back in office, baby." You know what I'm saying? And yeah. then Putin's gonna be like, "Fuck." You know what I'm saying? Like, God damn it. Yeah, because they can play Joe. They can't play Trump.
Well, I don't even know if if he calls him and he says "fuck." I think it's a. I honestly think it's more of a respect thing.
Good to see you.
Not
welcome back, brother.
Not necessarily a fist pump, but more of a like, you are a good opponent. I respect you.
You know what? I bet you the first thing Putin would ask Trump is, you still have the soccer ball I gave you?
Yeah, maybe.
Hey?
Maybe.
It's a good ball.
I just think
that's no Barron's. Yeah. Barron's been kicking that around the house. Yeah.
Shit. Oh, probably deflated. No,
I think Trump stepping into office automatically changes the fucking
the whole dynamic
of the situation because I think they know that Biden's not going to do anything and he's not going to be aggressive and he's not going to sanction. He's not going to do any of this shit. Maybe to at least the extent Trump will. And I just don't think they want to fuck around with Trump. I believe that's why we didn't get ourselves into these situations when Trump was in office.
Well, you know what's weird about that, though, is like the Democrats like Biden, Obama have been more militaristic than anyone.
Yeah,
so why wouldn't he be more afraid of Biden deploying the military rather than Trump? You know what I mean? Because like Trump, he hasn't like he's like he has more bark than bite, dude. Like he doesn't send out his military. He sent like a couple airstrikes to bomb some stuff. Right. But that's about it.
Well, he went and took out that terrorist guy, right?
Half
a couple of them.
You're talking about half-ass war shit right now. Like, yes, they're more like military, like they use it and stuff, but it's half-ass, bro. We're not sending fucking swaths of troops over. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not doing a fucking Iraq shit or fucking, you know, any of that stuff. We're not doing that. I mean, at least not large numbers at all, right? But Trump may, like he could. You don't know. That's what I'm saying. You don't fucking know. And that's what they all think is like, well, yes, America's sending Ukraine money. Okay, that fucking sucks, but we're still going to fucking, you know, beat Ukraine fine.
And weapons
and shit. Yeah. But, like, Trump, I think he's just so unpredictable, man. I don't know how they read it. And I think that's a problem for him. Because what if Trump says, I mean, we'll send the whole fucking, we got the best military in the world. We're going to send them all, dude. You guys are fucking toast.
Well,
I don't think he is unpredictable, though. Like, not to, like, open up a whole, like, can of worms here. But, like, you look at how he ruled over, well, not ruled, but like his presidential reign, right?
He does what he says.
4 years of what, peace?
Yeah.
He's like, I have peace. I didn't start any new wars. Like, there was peace.
Yeah.
Well, and it's like, because...
I think the whole unpredictable thing was the media trying to prop him up as like, you really want this guy having the nuclear codes? Like, yeah, he could just...
Trump is willing to, like, he does say things and he speaks his mind and sometimes they come out and it's like, whoa, what the fuck is this? You know what I mean? And
well, like, yeah, when he said, who was it that he said? Was it Iran or something?
I don't remember.
When he told him, like, you do this, you're going to have the full power of America rain down on you like you've never seen before.
To your point, Greg.
Like, I'm pretty sure Biden said that too, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, did, well.
But to your point.
Yeah, but do you take Biden seriously when he says that?
I don't think
to your point,
seriously.
The media is also pushing that narrative. So whether he is or isn't, that doesn't matter. Like, he could be the calmest guy ever that would never do that. But the point is it's there. And they don't know him. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't follow the rule books of other American politicians, per se. And so I just think that they don't want to deal with that. They don't know if he's willing to do it.
I think he might just be more diplomatic, dude. I think Trump talks to people. And I feel like that's something that, like, has been shunned for many, many years now. Like, hey, you can't talk to our freaking adversary. Like, how dare you?
Step into North Korea. Because as soon as he shakes a hand in North Korea and steps over that fucking line, people are like, oh, yo, so he's friends with fucking Kim Jong-un.
Oh, yeah, now he's on the other side.
No, he's actually...
It's like,
he's
God
actually,
forbid we talk to
That's
people.
Called diplomacy.
Yeah, man. He shook his arm right off almost, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Kim Jong was like, oh, Trump, ouch. You know what I'm saying? Or something like that.
Well, and especially when, like, was it the scene, the video of them feeding the fish or whatever?
Oh, that was Japan or...
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, or oh, what was Japan, it? Was it in Japan?
Yeah, it was Japan.
I think. Oh, where Trump just goes in and he just fucking dumps the food in. Well, the other guy's, like, shaking. He's like...
Well, that was the guy
anywhere
who got
Trump
killed
goes,
by that makeshift shotgun, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is, huh? Anywhere Trump goes, he's the fucking boss.
No, but he didn't. But see, that was even misguided because the other dude did it first, and they didn't show that.
Oh yeah, kind of.
He didn't.
He didn't empty his thing.
He emptied his box completely out. And then Trump followed suit and emptied his box. But they only cut to where Trump.
Oh.
They're like, look at this fucking turd just threw all the food into the fish, going to kill them all. But no, the president.
Nah, I wouldn't kill him.
I know, but
he'd
that's
just
what
have
the media
a feast for a second.
He was saying, you know what I'm saying? Anyways, yeah, we got some interesting times a coming, dude. That's all. That is true, and I think. I mean, we can all speculate our beliefs on how this is all going to shake out. No one knows how it's all going to pan out.
Mm.
But I think you can look at it from multiple angles, and I think it's interesting, man. I think this is going to be more problematic for the Democrats than they want to believe. I don't think them just booting Biden and trying to throw someone in is the answer for them.
Well, and I think these Supreme Court decisions are going to mix things up a lot.
Possibly.
Dude, I want to see if I'm right. I want to see, because I called back in January that Trump would pick his VP either on the 19th, the 20th, or the 21st.
Mm.
Those 3 days.
Of
Let's
July.
See.
I
of
lost that one. I thought
of July,
gonna,
right?
I thought it was for sure around the debate.
I told you, dude. Like, no fucking way he's doing
it. Yeah, I was wrong, man. I was wrong. But I will say, I'm going against Greg here. This is where I'm at. I don't think we're going to go to war before the presidency. I don't think it's going to happen.
Mm.
I think they're going to wait.
You think they're going to wait? Like, after, if Trump gets elected, then they'll push us into war?
They might try, just to make it seem like the war.
Like, it's Trump's fault?
Mm.
Sure.
I think the economy is going to crash under Trump. Hate to say it, but I feel like it's going to happen.
Yeah.
They're going to wait until he gets elected and then pull the plug on our fucking dollar.
Oh, like, in between the whole election and the 20th? That section?
No, not that soon. I just feel like once he's in as president and running, like, shit's going to... get wild, dude.
Hmm.
We'll see. We'll see, man.
I mean, I feel like things are definitely picking up in pace. Like, especially with, like, decisions and the way things are happening. Like,
we're 5 months
it's
away.
Fucking,
right?
It's
5 months?
Yeah.
I think it's
3 months, dude, isn't it? Like,
no.
In July,
isn't it
August,
October?
September, October.
November.
We're like 4 months.
Oh, November.
Yeah, November.
We're like
four months.
So what I'm saying is it's right around the corner.
Yeah.
Like, decisions.
These 4 months are
going
to go by
made.
Fucking quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be wild.
This next month, I think, is going to be very interesting with the political movements of everything. But
yeah.
It's crazy.
It's definitely picking up, and it's going to get fucking crazy.
All right, guys. Sounds fun.
Oh, yeah.
Glad you all were in the chats.
Good show, guys. Thank you all, patrons, for supporting the show. If you're listening to this, if you're not on Patreon, jump on. You get these early access episodes until we decide to change things up and we're going to do a little conspiracy thing.
Sure.
Join us on Rumble. We're doing lives on Rumble every Wednesday for sure. And then we love you guys.
Yep. Take care.
All right.
Peace.
Cheers.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.